Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 27, Simple Finances, How and Why to Build Up a Cushion in the Bank, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you some amazing content from some huge blogs. And now I've officially released my first gift to my email subscribers, which has a lot to do with today's episode. So if you're interested in getting that free gift, keep listening until the end of the episode, which should be in less than 10 minutes, and you'll find out how you can get it too. And on that note, I am sticking with the financial theme for the last week or so and reading to you a post from Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. This one's specifically about putting money away, which I'm sure we all struggle with from time to time. So before we go out and spend some more money, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Simple Finances, How and Why to Build Up a Cushion in the Bank, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Recently, I began to do something in my bank account that would have been unthinkable to me a few years ago. Build a relatively large cushion in my account to allow myself to pay all my bills at the beginning of the month. It makes more of a difference than you might think. Building up a cushion in my bank account isn't a complicated concept. Instead of having just about exactly what I need to pay my bills and transfer for savings, and then getting down close to $0 after all the payments are made and transfers completed, I decided to try to have a larger amount in the account even after the bills are paid. Let's take a look at why and then how to do it if you're interested. Why build a cushion? Let's take a step back for just a second. To understand one reason why I want to build a cushion, you have to understand where I came from. It was only a couple of years ago that I was living paycheck to paycheck. That's a scary thing for anyone, but especially if you have a family and only one income. I've since improved my finances, mainly by living more frugally, paying my debts, and learning to save for an emergency fund. But the cushion I've been building helps create a sense of even more security, knowing that in addition to my emergency fund, there's money in the bank in case a bill is automatically deducted without my realizing it, in case I'm out buying something and realize I don't have enough cash, in case there are changes I'm not aware of. Besides security, though, there's an equally good reason to build up a cushion in your bank account. It simplifies your finances. For example, if your cushion is big enough, you can pay all of your bills at the beginning of the month instead of paying some each paycheck. And in my case, as I do freelance work and get some income from this blog, I get a bunch of checks a month, which can make bill paying difficult. There's real value in being able to pay all your bills at once and not have to worry about it for the rest of the month. Paying bills throughout the month can be complicated and stressful. Paying them all at once is simpler, easier, and saves time. I'll admit that I could be making more money by taking my money out of my checking account and earning interest or investing it, But I feel that this financial peace of mind and simplicity are both powerful reasons to keep that cushion in my account. How to build a cushion in your account. So let's say you're interested in building up a cushion in your bank account and in simplifying your finances by paying all your bills at once instead of throughout the month. How do you do it? Well, there's no one way, so I can't give you a step-by-step guide, but here are my suggestions. Cut expenses. This might sound obvious, so I won't belabor the point, but if building a cushion in your account seems difficult, you'll probably need to cut out a few expenses to do it. And that's good advice for any financial goal, not just this one. Make it a goal to reduce your expenses by $100 or $200 a month, or more if you think it's possible. See what expenses you're paying now that aren't absolutely necessary or what can be reduced. Look at the big things, like house and car and food. Look at the little things, like magazines and music and clothes and coffee and dessert. Budget. If you're having a hard time financially, and you might not want to hear this, you'll need to create some kind of budget or spending plan. This allows you to plan for your expenses and know where you're going to put your money. With a budget, it's easier to see what you can cut, what's necessary, and how to put a little extra aside for the cushion. It's also good because then you know how large your cushion needs to be in order to pay all your bills at once. Emergency fund. I've talked about how to create an emergency fund. Follow those steps, except for the purposes of this article, you'll want to do one of two things. One, create an emergency fund, then a cushion. Once you've saved up an emergency fund of about $1,000, the minimum you'll need to start with, then redirect those savings to build your cushion in your checking account. Number two, use your emergency fund as your cushion. Alternatively, use the emergency fund temporarily as a cushion. As long as you don't spend the entire amount when you pay your bills at the beginning of the month, this is an easy way to get to that cushion quickly. Little by little. If you can put $200 per month or more aside for your cushion, you can have a nice little cushion in a few months. It's important for the purposes of spending, you pretend that cushion isn't there. I withdraw my spending cash, so I'm not tempted to use my debit card to withdraw the cushion. Setting aside a little at a time will take a little longer to get to your ultimate goal, which is to pay all your bills at once. Refund. If, however, you get a windfall such as a tax refund or a bonus at work or a large payment from an extra project you did or something along those lines, instead of spending the money, you should leave it in the bank as your cushion. This is the fast method to building a cushion, although as it's hard to plan on this happening, you should do the little by little approach in the meantime. Pay bills all together. Once you've built your cushion large enough so that it equals your monthly bills, you can now pay all of your bills at once. I like the beginning of the month, but your situation might vary. So set a day when you plan to pay all of your bills, go online, make the payments, transfer your savings deposit, and then withdraw your cash if you use the cash method. If you use a debit card for expenses such as gas, groceries, eating out, etc., again, you'll need to be careful not to spend your cushion. So pay all your bills on one day, then forget about it. Ah, the simplicity. Use last month's income for bills. Once you reach this point, from now on when you get paid, you don't spend it. You leave it in the bank to pay next month's bills. From this point on, this month's bills will be paid by last month's income, and then this month's income will be used for next month's bills. It's a beautiful thing knowing that you've got enough for more than a month's expenses sitting in your bank account. Your finances couldn't get much simpler. You just listened to the post titled Simple Finances, How and Why to Build Up a Cushion in the Bank by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. So his steps in there mentioned to budget and also cut expenses. And I've had my own system for about 6 years or so, and it sounds insane, but hear me out. That system is keeping track of every single penny in and out of my life. So that's all income and expenses. And when I tell people that, they think I'm nuts, and it's some sort of crazy OCD thing when I'm like, you know, keeping these receipts and everything. But to me, it just makes sense. We're in a digital world now, so it's now easier than ever. And categorizing those expenses becomes really easy too. So by doing this, you can really get a ton of insight into not only where your money is going, but how much you're saving or losing each day, month, or even year. And let's just say tax season is not stressful for me in the slightest. It's actually somewhat fun. So my gift to you is my Money Tracker spreadsheet, and you can get that by joining my free weekly newsletter on my site, oldpodcast.com. I built the spreadsheet myself and even hand-programmed some stuff into the back of Excel, so that it makes it really easy for you to track all this stuff. And it's automated like crazy. The spreadsheet even comes with a video tutorial that I did myself going over how to use it and how it can change your life. Again, all free. All you have to do is become part of the old family by joining my email list at oldpodcast.com. And that's it for episode 27. That means I'm quickly approaching my first month of doing this, and it's definitely been one crazy ride. I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.